wanted to start with an update. In January, we did an update about where we were financially. And some of you came up to me and said, thank you for doing that. It's like, it's nice to know the transparency of where we are. And I'm here to give you some news. You ready? We're still behind. I say that in jest because God's got it. I'm just communicating to you. We're still about $38,000 behind going into our budget year, which is July to June. And so you guys know that, just know that. And we are asking you and inviting you to do that. Jack came up with a little bit of we did some math. So pastors doing math is scary. So any mathematicians in the room or anybody like numbers, raise your hand. Put your hands like this. No, just joking. Jack's going to explain this, and then I'm going to come with a challenge.
Yeah, so we have invited, and we've been thinking about this for years. I know for some of you, like, tithe is just a new concept and understanding that. And so we just kind of said, you know, if we had 150 people who gave $150 a month, for, you know, times 12, that's $270,000. In our annual budget, we would love to be at around $300,000. For many of you, you give above and beyond that as you tithe to Elements, as you give back to God and trust Him with your finances in all areas of life. And for some of you, maybe you're kind of newer to Elements, and we just want to invite you to consider to pray about what that may be. And maybe you just hear that number and go, gosh, that's scary. Or maybe you hear that number and go, man, I could do that. And whatever that may be, we want you to have a conversation with God that your investment here is a kingdom investment. Just like you got to pack 20,000 meals last weekend to help a bunch of students here in Midtown, we want to bring the hope and light of Jesus to the heart of the city, and it takes real resources to do that. And so we just invite you to kind of own part of that and go, okay, what can I do? And that's what Brian's going to unpack here. We just invite you. If 150 people gave $150 a month for the year, it'd be $270,000. Okay, I did that on a calculator. You could test it. But I think the reality, for many of you, you do above and beyond, and we're grateful for your partnership in that. And for some of you, maybe this is an on-ramp for you to think about what that might look like.
And I just want to remind you that you're not just giving money to a church. You're investing in a kingdom. You're investing in the lives. And our mission statement here is inviting people into a life-giving relationship with Jesus. And that's what we're celebrating, that Jesus is coming out of that tomb, is that life, that new life that we all get to live in. And so I'm inviting you to be a part of that, is being a part of that inviting. And part of inviting is giving of our resources. And so we're just going to challenge you to do that. And we will continue to do ministry. We're going to continue to do what God's asked us to do. And we're just going to present that to you. And you do with it what you want. And you have that conversation with God. And because guess what? The cross has the final word. Whether we give resources or not, the cross has the final word with our lives. And as we just celebrated communion, we get to be in that reassurance that God died for us. And that we get the chance to share that with others. And sometimes it's with our finances, sometimes it's with our words, and sometimes it's with our actions. And so